Shabbat once again for allowing us all to wake up out of our beds this Shabbat Boker. Coming back to the Holy Convocation, back in the meeting in the morning portion of the day. We thank you, Yehovah, for life, food, clothing, and shelter this day. We thank you for allowing our minds to wake up out of our beds with you upon it that wants to grow and learn of your Torah. At this time, everyone, those who are striving to be Yisrael at the four corners of this earth, may you rise on your feet at this time. May everyone rise on their feet and begin to face the land of Yisrael and begin to face the city called Yerushalayim, where Yehovah built his temple once again amongst his people when we return to the Holy Land. Let us rise up on our feet wherever you are, so that these prayers and supplications will be heard from on high to Yehovah, our power, who we send this Shabbat Boker to. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Yahweh. Israel, we call upon you, we beseech you, we have sound this to the blast. We know that you are listening, we know that you are present amongst your people. We thank you, Yahweh, for life this morning as we stand in your presence. May you hear all these prayers, all our sacrifices for our lips come before your presence in your throne this glorious Shabbat Boker. Yahweh! Bless Yahweh the Blessed One. Hallelujah. Blessed is Yahweh the Blessed One for eternity. Hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the Most High, is King of the Universe, who selected us from all peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, give the Torah. Hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the Most High, is King of the Universe, who gave us the Torah of truth and planned eternal life within us. Blessed are you, Yahweh, give the Torah. Hallelujah. This time, let us prostrate ourselves before Yahweh, our King, and prostrate on your right side, then your left. Hallelujah. Torah Rabba Yahweh. Torah Rabba Yahweh. Torah Rabba Yahweh. Torah Rabba Yahweh. Toraba Yahweh. Toraba Yahweh. Toraba Yahweh. Toraba Yahweh. Yahweh. Yahweh Wave. The Most High to Abraham. The Most Highest of Yitzchak, the Most Highest of Yah Akov. We prostrate our face, our body, our soul before your presence. Please, Yabakusha Yom, and you hear these prayers of the case we pray before you this day. The heavens are your throne, the earth is your footstool, and we're at your feet, Yahweh. Torah by Yahweh, once again, for giving us life. Chai. Torah by Yahweh, for allowing us to wake up out of our beds with you. Your Torah active in our minds. I desire to serve you, Yahweh. I desire to become servants unto you, Yahweh. Why? Yahweh, you are the Holy One. You are the Jealous One. You are the Eternal One, Yahweh. The All-Knowing One, the All-Seeing One. The One who's at the beginning and the One who's at the end. You are the Jealous One. You're very possessive, Most High. We thank you for allowing us to come into the Shabbat day, for the Shabbat day teaches that you are possessive, Yahweh. The Shabbat day is an eternal sign, eternal mark, the eternal covenant between you and the children of Israel, that you are Yahuwah and you alone are the only power that makes us holy, Yahuwah. We will cleave to you, sing praises only in your name, swear only and take oaths only in your name, Yahuwah. Yahuwah, you're never created, never born, never fashioned, never birthed, Yahuwah. You are the creator of all things, seen and unseen. From the highest depths to the lower depths and all depths in between, you have made for your glory and splendor. You have made for your purpose. Your divine will be done. Torah by Yahuwah, allowing us to understand that you are present. That this holy convocation, this meeting that you called us in, you are in. Your eyes are listening. Your eyes are looking at us. Your ears are watching and hearing and seeing everything that we do in your presence this day. Today you are accessible, Yahuwah. Today you are near your people. We can access you, Yahuwah. Means peace of Hakma, being at the art, keep our minds and the universal knot in bond with your mind, Yahuwah, this day. May divine influence, Ruach HaKadesh, continue to hover over our minds, your Ketar, Yahuwah, so that we will be in alignment with your divine mind, your divine understanding and will for our love, Yahuwah. We don't want to go on our own understanding and lead to our own will, our own mind, our own personal will, Yahuwah. We want to be led by your mind. Help us to know what it is to humble ourselves before you. Help us to learn how to be students, Yahuwah, for you are our teacher, our shepherd. Yahuwah, you are our king. You are only savior. We know no other savior but you. You have no other rock but you. You are a healer, Yahuwah, the one who takes all our diseases and sicknesses away. You are the one who forgives us and atones for all our sins, iniquity, transgressions, Yahuwah. You are a redeemer, the one who took us out of Egypt with a strong hand and outstretched arm and outpour wrath. The Egyptians led us to wreck. You are a shield, Yahuwah, protecting us at all times. You are a refuge, Yahuwah. We run to you when we are in trouble. You are a support system, Most Highest. When we have fallen, you will allow us to rise up. Yo, please help your people, help your nation, Yisrael, your firstborn son, a nation of priests, a holy kingdom, a nation that you made for praise, renown, and splendor. One who's dreamed with divine, one who's dreamed with man, and has prevailed and overcome the challenges, struggles, and situations on a material plane and level. Keep all our glands active. Heal our body, heal our mind, heal our soul, Yahuwah. Take away the curses from your people, Most Highest. We want to be blessed, not cursed. When we see the blessings and not chastisement, Yahuwah. We know, Most High, that we must be obedient to your commandments, your statutes, decrees, your ordinances, your Torah, your eternal enlightenment within the mind, your eternal enlightenment within all things, to teach man your eternal will, and your will always be done, Yahuwah. Please, Bavakusha, Yahuwah, please forgive us and the sin of our forefathers for the things that we have done against your high and holy name, for not following your Torah, for desecrating your Shabbat, for desecrating the land. Even the place we were scattered us at, Yahuwah, we desecrate your name by our actions and behavior and our ways. I pray for the house of Yaakov, Yahuwah, the house of Israel, Yahuwah, the house of Lewi, Yahuwah, the house of Aharon, Yahuwah, the house of David, Yahuwah. Help all these houses continue to grow, elevate, and become wise concerning nations, concerning people, your sheep, Yahuwah. Most Highest, who are we to prostrate ourselves before you this day? Who are we? We're nothing. We're no one. You are everything. You are all we have. We have nothing else in this earth but really you. That's eternal. Everything else will cease to exist except you. When it's all said and done, Yahuwah, you are the beginning. You will always be. When everything else will not always be. Yahuwah, the Master of Masters. Yahuwah, the power of all powers. The heavenly host bows to you, we bow to you. The sun bows to you, the moon bows to you. The stars, the heavenly legion bows to you. And so do we. We bow to you as well. We love you, Yahuwah. Teach us how to love you more. Teach us how to be more obedient to your instructions of life, your Torah. Teach us how to overcome anger, jealousy, rage, wrath, envy. Teach us how to overcome lust, greed, gluttony, wrath. Teach us how to overcome the offsprings of the Ha, Nakash Hayah Arum, in the mind of humanity. Teach us to become masters of our emotions and feelings, Yahuwah, which cause us to go astray. Teach us how to be men. Teach the women how to be women. Teach us how to walk upright before you. Bless your sons' minds. Bless their loins. Be fruitful. To help procreate the nation of Israel. Bless the minds in the womb of your daughters. To help procreate the nation of Israel. May we all be virtuous, men of valor, accomplished women before your presence. Help us, Yahuwah, to overcome the rough waters that's ahead of us as a people, as a nation, as individuals. Help us to build up our households and lead us where we need to go before the storm and the current washes away your people and these divine judgments that are on their way. Yahuwah, you always move your people ahead of time. We want to be a part of that remnant that will be moved, that will go. When the cloud moves, we want to move with it. Not against it, not before it, but after it. Lead us, Yahuwah. Teach us, Yahuwah. We are listening. Your servants are listening, Yahuwah. We have a listening ear, Yahuwah. Give us the seeing eye, Yahuwah. Unveil our eyes to the wonders of your Torah. Give us the ayin and the spiritual level. Be able to see what people cannot see. Allow our ears to hear your voice, like Shibuel and Moshe, Miriam and Aharon, and the prophets of old. Show us where to go, and we will go. Tell us what to do, and we will do it. Like our forefathers at Mount Horeb. Everything Yahweh you said, we will do, and we'll obey. We're learning. We're babies. We're willows amongst the grass. May you allow our roots to be firm, our minds to be diligent and wholehearted forever in your divine will. Blessed be your name, Yahuwah, in your glorious kingdom forever and ever. I pray for the poor, I pray for the widow, the orphan, the fatherless, the motherless. I pray for those who are sick right now, those who are bedridden right now, those who are downtrodden with diseases and plagues right now. Heal them, Yahuwah. Show them, Yahuwah. Tell them they must return to you, Yahuwah. Speak in their ear, Yahuwah, at night. I pray for those who are incarcerated physically and spiritually within their minds and also in the jails and the prisons of the world. Help them, Yahuwah, to understand your purpose. Help them to understand, Yahuwah, that you are the most highest and there is no other. There's none like you, above you, or equal to you. Speak to them, Yahuwah, while they're in the cell. Speak to people who are lost in their minds. Help them get our religion, religious practices, false beliefs, superstitions, and falsehood that's in the earth. Help them to understand and may they listen, Yahuwah, to your voice when a servant comes by and speaks to your truth into their ear. Blessed be your name, Yahuwah, for all eternity, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Amen. It is time to recite Tehillim Psalm 92, a song for the Shabbat day. Hallelujah. It's a good thing to give thanks to Yahuwah, sing praise to your name, Most Highest, show forth of the kindness in the morning, your faithfulness every night. upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp, with the sound of sound. For Yehovah may be glad through your works, I will triumph through the works of your hands. While Yehovah are greater your works, your thoughts very deep. A brutish man, no, do not, neither fool understand this. When wicked spring up as the grass, the workers of iniquity do flourish, and as if they be destroyed forever. For Yehovah most high is forevermore. Your enemies, O Yehovah, your enemies shall perish, and the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. For my horns shall exalt like the horn of a wild ox. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. My eyes see the desires of my enemies, my ears see the desires of the wicked to rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree, shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Though the plant of the house of Yehovah shall flourish in the courts of the most highest, they still spring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that Yehovah is upright. He is our rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 125, the 125th Psalm, hallelujah. They that trust in Yehovah should be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abide forever. As mountains surround about Jerusalem, so is Yehovah surround about his people, from henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall rest upon the lot of the righteous. Let the righteous put forth their hands to iniquities. Do good to Yehovah to those that be good, and to them that are upright of heart. But those turn aside to their crooked ways. Yehovah leads them forth the workers of iniquities, but peace shall be upon Yisrael. Hallelujah. The book of Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 15. Hallelujah. Shema Yisrael, Yehovah Eloheinu, Yehovah Echad, Wahavta et Yehovah Elohecha, V'vakar Levavka, V'vakar Nefeshcha, V'vakar Modecha. Hear, O Yisrael, Yehovah the Most High, Yehovah is one. And we shall love Yehovah the Most High with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might. And these words commanded this day shall be in our hearts. We shall teach them diligently unto our children. We shall talk to them when we sit in our house. When we walk along the way, when we lie down, when we rise up. We shall bind it for a sign upon our hands, and we shall front it between our eyes. We shall write them on the doorposts of our house and on our gates. And it shall be when Yehovah the Most High shall have brought us into the land which he swore to our fathers, to Abraham, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, to give us great and goodly seed without build them not. And house filled all good things that fill them not. Wells dig without dig them not. Vineyard out of trees that plant them not. Which you eat and be full, then beware and forget Yehovah, our brothers forth out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. We shall fear Yehovah the Most High as to serve him. And we shall swear by his name. We shall not go after the deities of the deities of the people who surround about us. For Yehovah the Most High is the jealous Most High is amongst us. Lest the anger of Yehovah the Most High be kindled against us and destroy us from the face of the Adamah. Hallelujah. Shema Yisrael, Yehovah Eloheinu, Yehovah Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod, Malkuto Le'olam Vayed. Hail Yisrael, Yehovah the Most High, Yehovah is one. Blessed be his name, his glory, his kingdom forever and ever. Weiko Yisrael Baruch. Amen. Hallelujah. We pay homage to the Most Highest of Abraham, to the Most Highest of Yitzchak, and to the Most Highest of Yaakov. Hallelujah! 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 Yahweh! Amen. Yahweh! We thank you once again for allowing us into the Holy Convocation. The Shabbat day, the meeting of the minds. Our mind is in the day, yo. Our mind is present. May you help us to remove and control the Ha Nakash Hayah room in our minds. May your sons and daughters hear the teaching today in their ear, yo. May you bring proper alignment, divine instruction to the people's minds, yo, this day. May you remove the levels in the Hayah Nakash I got room in my mind, yo, as I bring forth your instructions of life to your people. May you guide my lips and my mind, and the words that come out of my mouth to your people, to your sheep, to your inheritance, Yahweh. May you allow our bodies to be strong and courageous and healthy as we walk in the wilderness, Yahweh. May you allow all of our souls be gathered into the Gan, Yahweh. And may you allow our bodies to return to the land of Israel, to the soil, and to the inheritance, and to the property that you gave to our forefathers as eternal inheritance to their offspring, and we are their offspring of the ancient ones. Blessed be your name forever and ever. Amen. Yo, at this time, we ask permission to rise from your presence, for no man or woman is promised a second of breath without your permission or approval. We ask for your approval and your permission to get off the floor and to be able to praise your name and to go back into your divine will and instructions, Yahweh. We need your permission for that. For everything you own, you even own us. You have all the power and all the energy, everything we borrow from you. So we ask permission to rise. Torah, Rabbah, Yahweh. Let us rise and rise on your right side. Yahweh, Yahweh. Torah, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh. Torah, Yahweh. Yahweh. Torah, Yahweh. Torah, Yahweh. Torah, Yahweh. Everyone remain rising to the Aaronic priestly prayer be placed upon you and your family at this time, your household, your children, your husband and your wife. May these words cleave to you. Remain standing, facing the east. Torah, Yahweh. Yahweh. Torah, Torah, Yahweh. Torah, Rabbah, Yahweh. Torah, Yahweh. Torah, Yahweh. Toraya 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 Yahweh. Yibareka, Yahweh, with Bereka. Yae, Yehopana, Leka, Buhuneka. Isa, Yehopana, Leka, Leke, Leka, Shalom. Wasamu, Esami, Abana, Yisrael, Wani, Avikim. Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying, speak to Aharon and his son, saying, so shall you bless the children of Israel, saying to them, may Yahweh bless you and safeguard you. May Yahweh illuminate his countenance for you and be gracious to you. May Yahweh lift his countenance to you and establish peace for you. Let them place my name upon the children of Yisrael, and I shall bless them. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Toraya, Yahweh. Toraya Yahweh. Toraya Yahweh. Hallelujah Yahweh. Toraya Yahweh. At this time, let's give Yahweh some praise. We go into his courtyard to praise. Let us praise our power. Your name is Jehovah, who we serve alone. Yahweh. Yehovah, praising your name in your presence, we dance to the drums. Praising your name, our spirit, our soul is rejoicing in your presence, Yehovah. Chanting praise is what you love. We chant your name in the chanted praise, Yehovah, for the chanted praise is what you desire, Yehovah. So we give you what you want. We give you what you desire. Today is your day, we need your presence. Torah by Yehovah. For life this day, we choose life. We choose you. We choose to be instructed. Torah by Yehovah. For praise, as we praise your name. At the sound, anyone amongst us that would like to sing, give a testimony. Testify to the greatness of Yehovah amongst his people. You may do so now. You may raise your hand. Yeah, I see Ima Lindiyahu hand is up. So I'll pass the mic to our Ima Lindiyahu. Yeah.
I adjusted the mic. I'm hoping I can be heard. Am I too loud or do I sound divine order here, because the last time I was like so distorted. Thank you. Here is my testimony, and it is like so awesome. When I got the notes on the Moadine calendar, or the calendar that you all are using, my heart skipped a beat. I can tell that the truth was resonating. And another thing that was so perfect about the calendar was we're going to be doing Sukkot in May, according to the calendar. And where I am right now, I'll be uploading a video soon to show you the area that I'm in, but we're going to build the sukkah in the backyard, and the Christians that I am being sheltered by right now are going to join me as we celebrate the sukkah. I'm going to serve meals 8 days, morning, noon, and night, and, you know, hopefully we'll enjoy dining with the Most High. And if there's anybody in the room that's near my territory, you're also welcome to come by. But I just have to say that since I've been listening to the messenger, the Ruach has been my teacher, and I'm getting smarter and wiser, and I'm also practicing self-control, because I know that first time when you let me talk, y'all can see how out of control I was with all this excitement, because the truth truly does make me excited, and it does make me happy. Happy is a man who trusts in Yahuwah. So I'm just horning in all this happiness, and I am like truly trying to get some control over it too, because I just have a ball. And I'm learning how to listen carefully, more carefully, because of the way the divine message comes across. I mean, this message is so awesome. If you ever heard my prayers, you know Yahuwah has blocked me, because I've been asking and asking and asking, please get me to a community that does not compromise your word. I'm like, if you don't, I'm just going to wither away. But, you know, our leaves don't wither away according to Psalms 1. So I never did wither away. I just hung in there strong until this Shabbat day. And I just have to say thank you, Divine Universal 8. And for being obedient and submissive to Tura, because Ruach is doing his job, or her job, Spirit's job, because Most High has baraked my life. I'm not kidding you. I mean, I've been through some things, don't get me wrong, but everything was to perfect me to become a Hebrew Israelite woman. And that's who I want to be. That's who I am growing to become. And I'm not going to skip a beat on this one, y'all. My only labor is to become a Hebrew Israelite woman. And so, and that day, when that's complete and perfect, I know he's going to present me to my husband without a spot or a wrinkle. And I'm waiting on that day too. So thank you for allowing me to share that testimony, and just keep bringing that word, because it is truly strengthening us who wants to hear the truth and wants to be led by the truth. Yahuwah is great. Yahuwah is perfect. And I like to say, giving honor to all the sisters and the brothers in the room, you guys are live, and thanks for meeting me here today. Shalom, shalom.
Can I be heard in the room? praise Yahuwah. Todah Rabah Yahuwah and Shabbat Shalom to Morey with Ishot and Yelidim and all the Zakanes present today with your Ishot and Yelidim and Lakol Mishpacha Yisrael. A special, special greeting to Achoti Mikva, who is my sister, formerly in the room as Tor inside, but inspired to get a Hebrew name. She and I was talking last week about a name, and she said it really had to be something that represents me. So we talked about how all of our lives we had just grew up in paganism and raised our kids in it, and now it was like Yahuwah was using Torah to cleanse us of all the imperfections of the falsehood that we had lived in for most of our lives. And that was when she was led to place the name Mikvah over herself. The name signifies her being placed in living water, which is Torah, and just being cleansed of all the falsehood that had took over our minds. And so I want to share Tehillim, read Tehillim chapter 51. That is what actually, after she and I had talked and went over the name, and you know, I was like, this is perfect. And I found this, and I'm like, this is exactly what it is to be cleansed. So I want to share Tehillim chapter 51. It says, "For the conductor, a song of Dawid, when Nathan the prophet came to him, when he came to Bathsheba. Show me favor, O Most High, according to your kindness, according to your vast compassion, erase my transgressions. Abundantly cleanse me from my iniquity, and from my sin purify me. For I recognize my transgressions, and my sin is before me always. Against you alone did I sin, and that which is evil in your eyes did I do. Therefore, you are justified when you speak, and faultless when you judge. Behold, in iniquity was I fashioned, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, the truth which you desire is in the concealed parts, and in the covered part is the wisdom that you teach me. Purge me of sin with hyssop, and I shall be pure. Cleanse me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness. May the bones that you crushed exalt. Hide your face from my sins and erase all my iniquities. Create a pure heart for me, O Most High, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and with a generous spirit sustain me. I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Rescue me from blood guilt, O Most High, the power of my salvation. Let my tongue sing joyously of your righteousness. O Master, open my lips, that my mouth may declare your praise. For you do not desire a sacrifice, else I would give it, a burnt offering you do not want. The sacrifices the Most High desires are a broken spirit, a heart broken and humbled. O Most High, you will not despise. Do good in your favor unto Zion. Build the walls of Yerushalayim. Then you will desire the offerings of righteousness, burnt offerings and whole offerings. Then will bulls go up upon your altar." You know, I praise Yahuwah. I just praise him. Now I can see his plan for my family. I can just see that plan growing now. You know, first it started with one, and now look, there's another one added, and I'm just so happy. So I want to say specifically to you, Achoti Mikva, I encourage you to continue in this truth and just never let it go. We let all else things go. It was easy for us to let the messianic way go because it wasn't. But never let this truth go. Never let Torah go because there's nothing else beyond this. I love you. And shalom, shalom to all of you. I now release the mic.
Aliyah, aliyah, aliyah. Have you heard in the room at this time? Man, yeah. Two wonderful testimonies this morning, man. This makes the Shabbat even more delightful. We got Ima, Lindy Yahoo. Ima, where you get your mic from, Ima? That mic is nice and loud and crisp. Like, what you working with over there, Ima? Toda Rabbi Yehoafi, our elder Ima Lindy Yahoo, lover spirit. Since you've been coming into the room very lively, you know that she really loves the Most Highest. You can hear it in her voice, her growing, her dedication. Beautiful to hear that you want to extend Yehoah's love and greetings to the other nations by opening up your home and feeding those who are in need during Sukkot. Beautiful. It's a wonderful thought. May Yehoah power bless your hands and bless your mind to continue to do such things to help be a light amongst his people. May Yehoah continue to watch over you, Ima, watch over your household to continue to elevate your mind in the Chayel thought, the virtuous woman thought. And may Yehoah grant you the desires of your mind as long as you qualify for what you ask for. Hallelujah. Then we have another beautiful testimony of Hoti, our sister, Hoti Tamidda Kana, with her sister, our sister, who has a very wonderful name, Mikva, beautiful name, cleansing, washing, renewal of the mind, renewal of thought. Beautiful. It's wonderful to hear sisters, you know, coming together, family, taking another member of the family, of your biological family, and walking on this road, coming out of Egypt and saying, come here, come with me, come in the wilderness and let's walk together to the land. Beautiful. Such a beautiful testimony this morning. Brings joy to our heart to hear such things. May Yehoah continue to bless both of you. Bless your households. Bless the works that you do in his name. May you be great lights amongst the daughters of Zion and continue to be a light amongst his people. Hallelujah. Beautiful testimonies. I pray that Yehoah continue to place great testimonies in all our mouths as we continue to journey and walk in this desert with our minds. Hallelujah. So it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I mean, lovely. Lovely to hear the testimonies in the mouths of Yehoah's people. You understand? You just know that Yahweh hasn't left us. He hasn't abandoned us. As he said, he will not forsake us. That brings me to a scripture. That brings me to a reading. Everything that's going on is what Yahweh has said would go on. For example, let's go to Devarim Deuteronomy. Let's go to the words of the prophet Moshe that Yahweh has given him to tell us in future times. We're living in these times. Every day, as I said before, the prophecy is for unfolding itself. All the word that Yahweh spoke in the past is unfolding itself in its time. We're not going to be the one to tell you when the time is, because only Yahweh knows that time. Unless he comes to us personally and said, this is the time, then I will speak that time. But that has not happened yet. So you will not hear time from my lips. What you will hear is the prophecy is unfolding itself, and Yehoah knows the time. You understand? You understand? And that's where we'll be at. And to the Most High, gives us more understanding on the exact time. And then you will hear some time. Other than that, you will hear exactly what I just said. The prophecy unfolding itself is just like this. What's going on now is this, a simple analogy. Yahweh spoke his word in the past, as if a man planted apple seed in the past. The apple seed has grown to a tree. None of us know when a tree is going to produce its fruit. We don't know the exact day that the first apple is going to appear in the tree, do we? No. We don't know the exact time the first apple is going to appear on the branch of this tree. We have no idea. But Yahweh does. And we will all know when we see that first apple with our eye appear on the branch. And we go, now we know. That's exactly how it's going to be. You understand? So we're not going to sit by the apple tree and predict when the first apple is going to appear on the tree. That is fool. That's a fool. That is foolish. Because you'll always be wrong. Because the tree follows your whole design, not man. You may want the apple to come on that tree in the time you want it to be. But the tree is under divine instructions. It is going to appear on the tree when Yahweh tells it to appear on the tree. Hallelujah. So let's go to the past now, because what's going on now is what Yahweh told us to the prophet Moshe in Deuteronomy. Let's go to Deuteronomy, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 4. And I want to read verse 23 to 35. Let's be reminded of these words that Yahweh spoke through his prophet Moshe to us. And these words are still unfolding itself, because it has not come, it has not fulfilled itself yet. It's still going through fulfilling itself, as the apple tree is still growing and one day will produce its fruit. Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 23 to 35, hallelujah. It says, beware for yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of Yahweh, your power, that he has sealed with you. And you make yourselves a carved image, a likeness of anything, as Yahweh, your power, has commanded you. For Yahweh your power, he is a consuming fire, a jealous power. When you beget children and grandchildren, and you have been long in the land, you will grow corrupt and make a carved image, a likeness of anything, and you will do evil in the eyes of Yahweh your power to anger him. That part already happened. This part here, verse 25, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 25, has already fulfilled itself. Our forefathers, when we were in the land of Israel, they grew corrupt and started making deities, carved images, like the likenesses of things created. They already grew corrupt and did what was evil in the eyes of Yahweh to anger him. They did that already. That party happened already. Verse 26, it says, I appoint heaven and earth this day to bear witness against you, that you will surely perish quickly from the land to which you are crossing the Jordan to possess. You will not have any days upon it, for you will be destroyed. That part happened already. Because Moshe is telling the children of Israel, our ancestors, before they go into the land, this is the instruction that he gave them before he went into the land, as we were going to go into the land of Israel. Moshe was giving us future events. He's already telling us so that we will pass this down to our children and their children all the way down to now, 2016. That happened already. The heaven and the earth did bear witness against our ancestors, because we didn't have 50 days upon the land of Israel. This is why we're out of our land now. We didn't stay in the land long. Our history in the land, occupying that land, is very short. It's a very short history of occupying the land of Israel. So Moshe was correct. He already told us. He already told us already that that would happen to us, and it has happened. He says, the heavens and earth will bear witness against us. These two witnesses are never going anywhere. They're always going to testify to what we do. The heaven's going to always testify of our wrongdoings. The earth is going to always testify to our wrongdoings. And they testified against us when we was in the land of Israel, and we were destroyed. Yes, hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of us were destroyed in the land, in the wilderness, throughout our history. We have been destroyed as a people. And then, verse 27. Never read Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 27, hallelujah. It says, Jehovah will scatter you among the peoples, and you'll be left a few in number among the nation where Jehovah will lead you. That has happened. We have been scattered amongst the peoples. The transatlantic slave trade. We have been scattered to the four corners of the earth. That has taken place and left a few in number among the nation where Jehovah will lead you. He said a few in number because look at us. Amongst where we are. Where Jehovah scattered us at, we are a few in number, as he said we would be. The majority in this earth is not Israelites. The majority of the people in this, on this planet earth don't serve Jehovah alone. Wherever Jehovah scattered us at, from America all the way to Australia, there's only a few Israelites that's striving to serve Jehovah by himself wherever he scattered us at. There's only a few families in that country, a few families in that city, a few individuals over here in the hut, a few individuals over here in America, in the city of New Haven, in the city of New York. There's only a few compared to the majority, as he said, that has happened. And then verse, when we go to these places, what are we going to be doing? It says, there you will serve the gods, the handiwork of men of wood and stone, that do not see, do not hear, do not eat, do not smell. Yahweh said he threw us and scattered us. Sometimes we forget this. Yahweh said he threw us and scattered us to places that serve idols. Why? Because that is something we were doing. Sometimes we forget that. Jehovah didn't send us to these nations because he wanted to punish us and make us idolaters. We were already idolaters. We were already into worships of gods of wood and stone. And Jehovah's a just power. So since you love wood and stone deities, Israel, I'm going to send you to nations of wood and stone, because that's what y'all like to do. But you ain't going to do it in my land. You're going to get out of this sacred property, and you're going to go and serve those deities of Baal and Asherah you love. You're going to serve those deities out of my land. And that's what he did. Sometimes people teach that in the wrong way. They don't teach it sometimes in that light, but they need to teach it in that light. Yahweh didn't send us to nations of wood and stone because it was a punishment. He hate idolatry. You understand? Some people, I heard it taught that way. You understand? As if it's punishment. We were doing so well, and now and then he just threw us into places, and now we're forced to worship these religious groups and join religious sects and all that, and religious organizations. No, we like that. We were already doing that. And that needs to be known and addressed into the minds of Jehovah's people. It needs to be known and addressed that way. We were already religious. In the land of Israel, we was full of religion in our own land. We had deities at every street corner. So we were already doing these falsehoods and false practices before Yahweh scattered us. And that was the reason why he scattered us. Because we was into idolatry. He already told us that. You will go corrupt and make carved images. That's what we're doing. So we were very religious already. So you keep that in mind, how easy it is for us to join idolatry in the place we're scattered at, because we're already doing it. See, it's easy to pick up a deity of wood, easy to pick up a deity of stone, because we're already doing that in our own land. So Yahweh says, there you will serve the deities of others, of wood and stone. That has happened. He says wood and stone because he's talking about the future. The two biggest religions in our future is Christianity. That's the wood. The biggest religion in our history is Islam, the Kaaba stone. So you have symbols. You have representations of the two biggest religions that's going to be in the future. And that's going to be Christianity and that's going to be Islam. Those are the biggest religions on the face of the planet Earth. Christianity and Islam. It's not a coincidence that both of these religions both have the image of wood and stone in it. Not a coincidence. It's already written. Wood and stone. Christianity, the cross, wood. Islam, the Kaaba, stone. Stone. Two symbols that identify the two biggest religions in the future. So it's already written. But look at what Yahweh says. What we must do once we recognize what our ancestors have done and why we were scattered. Why did we get kicked out of our land? What did we do before we got to the slave ships? What did we do before we got scattered to the four corners of the earth? We were idolaters. We were people who was into heavy idolatry. And because we were into heavy idolatry and we act corrupt and we did what was evil in the eyes of the creator of the heavens and the earth, he said that this is the result. This is going to happen to you. This is the effect because you did this. But the blessing is that once we recognize what has happened to us, which is happening already, we're living in time of acknowledgement. We are acknowledging in great measures of what took place, to what happened to us. That consciousness is all over the place. So verse 29 begins to become alive. Remember I said the prophecy is unfolding itself. Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, hallelujah. It says, from there, there is anywhere Yahweh scattered you at. So at this point, there would be, for us, would be America. Because we live in America. For those that live in America, there would be America. And then you get specific, there would be your state in America. And be more specific, your city in America. There. From there. You can remove the word there and put your country, put the name of your state, put the name of your city, and remove the word there, because there is universal. It means wherever you're at, wherever Yahweh scattered you. It could be in Africa. It could be in Australia. It could be down in Brazil. Wherever Yahweh dropped you off at, wherever you are now, because it says from there. And that means in the future. Because he's talking about after he scattered us already. So that the scattering has already taken place. The gods of wood and stone that we worship has already taken place. There's a bunch of Christians and a bunch of Muslims, which we have already joined ourselves into, as he said we would. Most Jacobites are either Christians or they're Muslims. Those are the two biggest ones. If you did a survey on us, even out of the country, all over the world, Christian, Muslim, all throughout Africa, Christian, Muslim, the biggest ones. And we have either joined ourselves to the wood God, or we have joined ourselves to the stone God, but it's wood and stone. That's the majority of us as a people. So Yahweh says in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, he says, from there is wherever you're at. You will seek Yahuwah, your power. So we got to do something. We got to seek him. That means that depends on you. He didn't say he will seek you. He said you will seek him, which means we have to do some acknowledging. We have to do some self-evaluation. We have to have the desire of wanting to know him. Because he says, you will seek Yahuwah. So he's pointing it to us. So that means anybody who wants to know Yahuwah, you can. But you got to do the seeking. You got to find him. You have to seek him. And then he says, you will seek Yahuwah, your power, and you will find him. How are we going to find him? If you search for him with all your mind, with all your soul. That's the only way we're going to find them. So the second part, so the other part of the instructions is, okay, you scattered. You went to falsehood. You went to religion. And now you want the truth. Now you are, now your desire is wanting to know the truth. You see, there's a problem in your religion. You see, there's a problem with Christianity. You see, there's a problem with Islam. And now you're on a quest. You are looking for truth now. You have a desire in your spirit. You have a desire in your soul to want to find the truth. And Yahweh said, that's seeking. So you did that. We did that part. All of us have done that. From the place where Yahweh scattered us at, we already have done that part. We have seek Yahweh. And we did find Yahweh because we searched for him with all our mind and soul. Your mind is thoughts. Your soul is the feelings and emotion that pushes your thoughts. That helps to motivate the thought. It's what the soul does. The soul does the feelings, it's the emotions. Emotions and feelings what propels us to do things. It helps us to move out on thoughts. It's like the fuel to the thought, the fuel to the car. It motivates us to do things. And then, so that part, we have done that. We have done that. Not everybody else in the world. They're still into the religion that they're into. Our family members are still in verse 28. They are still serving those gods of wood and stone. But us today, we have left 28, Deuteronomy 4:28, and we have now jumped into Deuteronomy 4:29 because we did that part of seeking Yahweh. We did that within ourselves. And we have found Yahweh. We have found this Torah. We have found the instruction. We have found the commandment. We have found the instruction of what we must do to return to him. That is verse 29. We are already doing that. Our parents, most of our parents, most family, our cousins, our aunts and uncles and friends, who you call friends and associates, they are still in verse 28. They have not seek Yahweh yet. So they haven't found them. So they're in 28. We are in 29. And then verse 30, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 30, it says, when you are in distress and all these things that befall you at the end of days. You return unto Yahweh, your power, hearken to his voice. We are in 32. We are in those days where the Most High is pushing his understanding to the point where it's now all over the world. He has given us the opportunity of social media. He has given the opportunity to spread the truth all over the world by clicking on a button and sharing this knowledge to someone that you may have never seen before in another country somewhere through the computer, through the internet. So he has already done his part. We are living in a time of the end of days in the sense of he's revealing his truth. And a great return in people's minds are taking place now than ever before. Because the knowledge is so available and accessible now. And more people are seeking and looking. They didn't have this means of computers in the early 1900s. They didn't have these means to talk to somebody out of the country unless you visit them. Look at the availability now. You can talk to somebody right now in China through the internet. You can have talks with different kinds of people over the world you may have never met before through your home. That never happened before. That wasn't accessible in the 50s and 60s like it is now. People could talk to their cell phone. Why they're in the car? Talking to somebody over in Africa. Driving to work. That wasn't like that before. You understand? So Yahweh is we're already living in that time of return. Yahweh says at the end of days you will return unto Yahweh your power and hearken to his voice. So Yahweh is telling us that in the end of days we are all going to return to Yahweh and hearken to him. What that does right there is it kills the gods of wood and stone, doesn't it? That statement there Verse 30 destroys the religion that you may be still attached to. Why does it destroy the religion that you're still attached to? Because in Christianity says that we will be the God and the Lamb, that the Father has handed us over to His Son, and now we're under His authority, Jesus or Yeshua's authority, by New Testament. The Quran teaches that we're under the authority of Allah. He's our God and power. That's in that book. But you notice that in our scriptures, it says, in the end of days, it points to the power that all of us are supposed to be returning to. It says, you will return unto Yahweh your power and hearken to His voice. That statement there kills Yeshua and Jesus. Because it doesn't say you will return in the end of days, you return to Yahweh and His Son. Or you return to Allah. Or you return to Yeshua. Or you return to the HaMashiach or the Messiah. It doesn't mention that at all. What it mentions is, after we begin to return our hearts and soul back to Yahuwah, after we go through a time of distress, see, it says when you are in distress, because Yahuwah is letting us know that in the return back to Him, we're going to go through a very stressful time, as it was during the time of the plagues, as it was when we left out of Egypt, as it was when we was in Egypt. It was a time of distress. That is a part of divine will. I hear the outcry of my people. Because that brings humility to the people. It humbles them. A great humbling, the word kana, has to be in amongst us. And when we don't want to kana ourselves by our own will, then He will force us to. Because kana is what opens up the window for His salvation to come in. So He does that also to help us. Because I'm not coming to help you unless you canai yourself. So if you're not canai yourself on your own, then I'm going to help you canai by forcing you to canai. I'm going to oppress you. So oppression also has a positive. It's also a positive in oppression. Because it was oppression that brought Yahuwah to get us out of Egypt. Because He heard our outcry that got His attention. That caused Him to come and raise up a Moshe. Raise up Aharon and take us out of that land. So oppression has a positive in it. Affliction has positive effects. We know that through what? Yom Kippur. It's through affliction that we get atonement. Everything is good when you step out of personal mind and get to the divine mind. You see things on a broader scale, because that's what Torah is supposed to get your eyes and your mind to see, on a bigger scale. Everything has its purpose, and everything is not negative. It's all good, depending on your perception. Depending on your level of perception. You understand? It's all good because Yahuwah is in it. Yahuwah is in everything. He's even in the oppression. And I just brought out that understanding. If we did not outcry, Yahuwah never came. So when we was in Egypt, we was into idolatry. We would stay that way. Do we want to stay that way? No. Was we going to humble ourselves in Egypt on our own? No, because we love Egypt. So in order for Yahuwah to come to take us out of there, He had to put oppression on us, because it opens up a door for Him to come in. That's how He designed it. Remember it. Yahuwah's thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. We see from a very small, our vision is very small to universal's vision and thought. So our perception is very limited to the one who's unlimited, that sees all. We only can see what's in front of us. Yahuwah sees 20,000 years from now. We only can see what's in front of us. We can't even see down the street, let alone tomorrow. Yahuwah sees weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, 1,000 years, 100,000 years ahead. And we only can see what's in front of me. Our vision is very limited to the unlimited one. You understand? So, Yahweh tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 30, he tells us that you return to Yahweh, your power, hearken to his voice. So what that means is that if you are in the return, that's the final, that is the return. The return thought is you have returned to Yahweh and now you're listening to only him. So if anyone who's saying I'm in the return and you're not following this instruction and you're not this sign of that on you, then you are not in the return then. You're only fooling yourself. You're in your own return, but you're not in the divine return. The divine return is you return, you will return unto Yahuwah your power and hearken to his voice. So that means you would drop Jesus if you're in the real return. You would drop Yeshua if you are in a real return. You would drop Allah if you are in a real return, because the real return says you return to Yahuwah your power and hearken to his voice. There is no their voices. It's only one voice and only one power. So anyone who says I'm in the return, whether you're Jacob or not, and you say I'm returning to the truth, this is the ingredient, and this is what, when it's all said and done, the true return is Yahweh and hearken to his voice. So again, if you're not doing that, then you're not in the return.